All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the pod. My name is Sam Caban. I'm your buddy for the next, 20, 30 minutes. We're gonna make a short one. It might even be less. Make a short one today. Still hitting different dating topics, and today's video, for however long it goes, is going to be on the topic of first date ideas. I'm going to jump in head first here. And first of all, look, dating is a tradition, right? If you will. It's a way that we get to know each other. It's a game of romance. There is a traditional aspect to this that people really still tend to enjoy. But that being said, it's an old tradition. It's stuff that we used to do to get to know each other. And it doesn't mean that I want it to go away or anything like that. But we got to understand that people get to know each other a bit differently, especially in this day and age where we've already crossed into, you know, Web 2.0, 3.0. And, you know, everybody's little digital footprint is out there. And, of course, dating ideas and ideas about relationships are moving around a lot faster in and out of different minds. Even, you know, younger people are getting these ideas quite quickly. So when it comes to the first date, it's like, dude, you got to decide, first of all, do you even want to do the dating thing? Do you like the traditional, hi, you are very beautiful, would you like to go out to do-do-do-do-do type of thing? And also keep in mind, the first date traditionally was like paid for by the man, right? The guy would pay for it because he is the provider. And that being said, all you're doing is like when you're going up and asking somebody for a first date, you're saying, may I provide you with something? May I sort of like, it's like, can I have a chance to showcase my personality and the way that I treat people and provide some, give something to you or whatever? Which I think fundamentally is just something that doesn't really work that well anymore. There will be, especially younger women, they will like that idea, especially if they're not getting that kind of attention. Just the idea of like being taken out somewhere nice and having an event like that. But even younger women more and more are appreciating the idea of the first date less and less. And usually the ones that appreciate it the least actually are the ones that expect it the most. They go, the man should fucking wine and dine me and pay me all this, like that. Like when they have the expectation, they're the ones that really just don't appreciate it because they're not looking to meet a man. They're looking to get stuff. And that's not the greatest way to go about dating. So, you know, that's the first thing. You got to really figure out, do you want to do this dating thing or do you not really want to do this dating thing? I think the dating thing is going out the window, partially because of A, our culture shifting so hard. And I don't know if it's like the feminist thing or the patriarchy thing or whatever. The millions and millions of male to female wars going on right now and the arguments going on right now. The first date thing is kind of sliding out the window. But also keep in mind that the first date thing is also a resources game. So, you know, a guy making the average wage who wants to take out a gal who in her brain thinks that she should be dating somebody that's like a millionaire is going to have a hard time impressing that girl. Well, actually, I don't think so. But that's another conversation. And we can talk about that later if you like. Ask me the question if you'd like to. How does a broke guy impress a rich girl or a chick that expects rich things? Ask me that question. I'll answer it. But it's a resources game, right? So like let's say, you know, maybe you kind of shoot your shot and miss like 10 times as a guy, right? So that means you're taking out 10 women on first dates. And let's say this happens in the span of like 3 months, 2 months maybe, whatever. And it's just not working out. You're not finding a girl that you like or the girls don't like you or whatever. Like you're forking out, you know, hundreds of dollars at a time, hours at a time, because you got to get ready. You got to be presentable. You got to pay. You got to pick somebody up that you don't know. You got to get to know them. You got to pay that fucking bill. And maybe they'll like you back. And this isn't even about the sex. It's like maybe there'll be a second date, right? Maybe you guys will hang out more. But if somebody goes through that, there are people that go through that. They date and they spend money and they just lose that money. It's just not a viable option for finding a good partner, you know, a girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever you want. It's just not a viable option, and it tends to hurt people more than it really makes them, you know, feel confident. This is why I always, this is, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I can't stress this enough. This is why I prefer cold approach pickup to dating, right? Like, you can go out and meet chicks, and I don't care how many people say it's creepy to go to a bar or to go to a club and or to be at a restaurant and approach a woman. Anybody that tells you that it's creepy, tell them to shut the fuck up, dude. They're single or they hate their life. Shut the fuck up, dude. But cold approach pickup is the fucking best. If you look, if you're a dude that takes care of yourself, you kind of got your life together, you can walk up to women. You can walk up to women, have a decent conversation, you know, maybe things go you know, in a good direction. But even if they don't, you didn't lose money. You didn't have to go on the first date. You didn't have to do all this shit to figure out who the person is. Like, you got to know that person right there. So that saves a lot of time. Plus, it's a lot more fun because you get to go out and be social. You get to work on your social skills. You get to, you know, be a little more confident, have some fun. Those things are important. So keep that in mind. Once again, do you want to do it or do you not want to do it? And if you don't want to do it, the option I would say is cold approach pickup, right? But let's even consider just the date in and of itself, right? The traditional date is usually a nice restaurant. It's pretty pricey. You know, it's usually going to be a place, because the guy has to make the move. Traditionally, it's going to be a place that the guy likes, okay? And it's going to be a place where probably people know you, right? And what sucks is that when you're the guy and you got to take a woman out to that kind of a place, you're sort of putting your personal enjoyment on the line. Meaning, like, okay, this is a place that I like, and if this girl ditches on me or makes me feel shitty about myself or whatever during that date or after that date, now I have to associate these places that I go to with this girl, even if it's for the short term. So there is a risk on the guy's part. Like, we don't want to have to feel like fucking shit. And this has been kind of a big issue right now in the dating scene, where, like, girls just are kind of pushing guys down further and further. Oh, by the way, bitches, it's not fucking working. That's what you think you're doing. But there are guys that are susceptible to that try to play the nice guy and they get shit on. And now guys like me got to pull them back out of the fucking dirt because of girls like you. But anyway, okay, I'm getting ranty. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm getting ranty. But let's say you do want a date. And if you want to do the traditional thing, once again, your choice. If you want to make it rain, your choice. But don't forget, it's you making it rain, throwing money at a chick is not a guarantee she's gonna like you. It's zero guarantee that she's gonna like you. So get that out of the way. You have to get someone to like you, right? You are the person that has to get someone like you, not the money, not the things or whatever. That's dumb. Don't do that. But if you do want to go on a date, right, however you choose to do it, whether it's a little coffee shop or big fancy restaurant, the things that I would really say that are important in that scenario, because you're trying to get to know a person, is gonna be creativity, simplicity, and privacy for sure. There's another one, but I'll get into that in a sec. But creativity, it's like, look, you don't always have to go to the same place at the same time, right? Maybe there's a coffee shop that you go to a lot, like. And you're like, oh, I should take her there. Don't take her there, right? Think of something else outside of your regular social habits in life that you would like to do, a place that you think would be cool to go to, and just fucking go there, right? If you can do something like, if like you're doing the date not only for her but for yourself, where it's like it's an experience for both of you, then that's gonna make it a lot better. And that's just a little bit of creativity, just a little bit of like, what would be an interesting place? What would seem cool? Maybe you set up like it, maybe instead of just doing one thing in the date, maybe you could just do two, three things. I wanna go to this bookstore, then I wanna go to this, you know, little mom and pop restaurant, and then I wanna go here to get ice cream. That's literally three things. And it all in all creates like a little mini experience where you guys can hang out and get to know each other, learn a few things about each other, right? In the space of like those three little mini adventures. Very simple. I would say relatively inexpensive, right? Even if you wanted to go to like a cheap diner, like if you want to get really, really cheap, you could just do a cheap diner or whatever. But creativity needs to be involved on some level. Simplicity, don't make it complex, don't make it super important. Don't feel like you got to be like, oh, I have to blow her mind. Like, dude, stop that fucking shit. As a matter of fact, the minute you start thinking you have to blow her mind, like, you're putting her on a pedestal that she doesn't belong on because you haven't even gotten to know her yet. You don't know her. She doesn't know you, right? So in the same regard, she doesn't know you, but you haven't gotten to know her yet either. So don't go like, oh, I love you so much. Let me buy you the moon and the stars and a yacht. Not a great idea. But, you know, keep shit simple. Keep shit very simple. This is about you and her having a conversation, meeting each other, getting to know each other. Maybe you'd like it, maybe you don't, but either way, simple as fuck. That being said, the thing that I was gonna tell you later, within the same vein of simplicity, the date not only should be easy as far as like the actual activities themselves, but it should also be easy to bail, right? And I know this is kind of a weird conversation, but you guys, you know, girls too, you guys gotta have some fucking balls and communicate. Because if the date is about getting to know each other, there's gonna have to be some kind of communication. And sometimes that communication might not be great. I can think back to a time where I went on like a little diner date with this girl and she had her fucking face in her phone the whole time. Like, it wasn't even like, I couldn't even have like a real conversation with her. It was weird. And she wasn't mean or anything, by the way, but she was just like on her fucking phone. And about 2 minutes into this shit, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm thinking it, I'm not saying it. And I stuck with the date, and it was a horrible date. But what I should have done was the moment that I saw that, I'd be like, hey, listen, man, like, look, do your phone thing or whatever. I'll get you a burger or whatever. Or maybe not. Maybe I don't fucking feel like getting you a burger now. But on some level, I had to be like, I'm out. I'm out. It's cool, but I'm out. You know, somebody else is probably better for you, and I need somebody not like you to be with me, right? So I should have done that sooner. And there's a lot of dates that go like that on both the men and women's part, where you're with somebody and they're just doing shit that you're like, why aren't you? Are you even here right now? Cut that shit out. Be brave. Cut that shit out, and that will simplify the dating process. You don't have to waste any more time, any more money. You don't have to sit there stressed and secretly like holding on to something. My fucking camera's shaking. You don't have to do any of that shit. Okay, so keep that in mind. The last part is you need like look. If it's a date, you need some sense of privacy. Something, right? You don't have to go into a fucking dark alleyway or something creepy. It's just something where some part of the date has to be something where like you guys can really, really connect and talk about. You know, shit without people listening in. So, you know, whether that is a corner booth at like a little diner or a nightclub or a martini bar or something like that, some semblance of privacy where you guys can really have the chat and feel what it's like to be, you know, kind of semi-intimate with each other, you know, just lean on each other, hold hands, little shit like that. That's very, very doable. And that's it. Those three things. Those three things. So creativity, simplicity, right? The simplicity of the date or the simplicity to like cut the date and some version of privacy. That's all you need. Having $1 zillion is not really a big deal. It's only a big deal to fucking gold diggers. And I mean, unless you're into gold diggers, then, you know, don't worry. Like, I've never met a guy that really likes gold diggers. So I wouldn't worry about that. Okay, so here's another thing too. A lot of people are like, well, what do you talk about on the first date? What do you talk about? What do you talk about? And here's what you talk about. This is the principle here is don't be on your best behavior, right? You know, because a lot of people do that too when they date. They're on their best behavior, they're trying to be their nicest and shit like that. And as a quick side note, I've had girls, I'd go on dates with girls. And they would act like a certain person, or they would say that they like certain things just to keep me happy. And then a couple weeks later, we're still dating. A month later, we're still dating. And then I start finding out that the things that she said she was okay with, she's not okay with, or that she likes, she actually doesn't like. So she was basically lying to me on the first date. Like, that's not your best behavior. That's just you being a fucking liar and full of shit. Stop doing that. So, okay, so don't be on your best behavior. Excuse me. Don't be on your best behavior. Be on your most authentic behavior. Your most authentic, talk about shit you really like. Talk about shit you really hate. Talk about things that are really on your mind. Talk about things that you feel passion and anger and fire about. That talk about those things, because that's you really getting to know a person and how they, and by the way too, like if maybe you have a little moment of like bullshit in the conversation where it's kind of tense, it's like, okay, you guys get to figure out how you work through that tension. Like, does that work as well? Like, all these things are important. Right? Being on a date is not about fucking tap dancing and being a super happy clown and performing. It's about really getting to know the person. So break down that idea that you got to be fucking special or that she has to be a fucking queen and you got to be whatever, you know, flirt, have fun, all that stuff, but make sure that it's coming from the person that you are, from what you really want in that moment and what you would really like to talk about in that moment. That being said, it doesn't have to be a conversation of doom and gloom. You know, you want to keep a little bit upbeat if you can, but if not, just be the most authentic. I mean, if you're just a fucking piece of shit, the date's probably not going to go well, but you need to be authentic. Like, this is above all, you need to be authentic, okay? Going back, one last bit I want to chat about. So going back to that topic of like the simplicity, right? Or really the bailing out of a date. This is more of a tip depending on what kind of person you are, right? If you're the type of person that you go on the date and it doesn't go well and you're like, oh, well, then don't worry about it. But if you are the type of person that you go on a date, it crashes and burns and it kind of bums your day out, try this out for size. Have plans, but don't have plans. So when you go on a date, whatever time it is for however long you think it's going to be, have like two or three things that you want to do, assuming that the date doesn't go well. So like if the date didn't go well, right, maybe you want to go check out a movie, play a game, go exercise, something. Have things that you're going to do after the date if the date goes bad, right? So that way, when or if and when the date goes bad, you don't have to sit there and sort of be in your feelings the whole time. You can have something on the back burner to be like, you know what? Life goes on. I'm going to go to the gym. Life goes on. I'm going to call my buddy and we're going to hang out. Life goes on. I'm going to go hang out with my family, get some dinner. Life goes on. I'm going to hit the coffee shop, hit the bar, whatever. Have other social plans, other activities in that day. Only really just prepared under the assumption that it doesn't go well, so that way you don't have to kind of feel shitty about it, and that's essentially it. And it's not about being negative. It's just, you know, this is a kind of a version of self-care. Like, not everything goes well. Not everything goes well. So it's nice to have a backup plan for when things kind of go down, and you need a little bit of a pick-me-up, you know, because you were hoping that the date was going to go well and it didn't. That's all I got for this fucking episode. It's about 20 minutes. Thanks for hanging out. My voice is getting a little rough today. Not sure why. Maybe I'm dying. Oh, no. But don't forget to go to my website, samkuban.com/manofattraction. Link is in the bio. Buy the course right now. It's $1 for the first 100 people, but the offer ends at the end of this month. So if you don't go, I don't care. I'm raising the price. That is it. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.